This is a story of Joseph and his brothers. Episode 3, The Dreamer by the Royal Theater.
Run, brother, run! See me. See me. Are we taking count of the block?
We cannot do that right now, Ruben. Let us move to safety first.
Who are those people?
Are you still asking questions? Dan, where are the rest?
I saw Christopher and Zablo running towards the city gate of Canaan.
Where?
I do not know where they are right now. I told you where I last saw them. Did you see Naphtali? We ran off together but went our separate ways.
Naphtali raises his head from among the flock.
Ali?
Naphtali!
You mean you've been crawling with the flock from the fields to the tent? I thought you ran off with Dan.
I came back. I thought that running towards the sea gate was a bad idea. So I hid myself with wool among the flocks. What happened, Dan? Where the rest?
It was like our cousins and the armies were displaying a show of power in what looks like a threat to the people of Canaan. As I speak to you right now, the Canaanites are filing out in wrath.
There is no war, just rumors of war. You should know the Edomites by now. This is what they do. Uncle Esau should control his sons.
Meanwhile, Judah, Levi, and Asher, we're struggling to rescue a sheep that got stuck between two thorny shrubs.
Look, Asha, I think we should leave this sheep here and go back to the tent. Look, it's getting dark. She's already in pains. She will be of no use.
Father, we ask of this sheep. Oh, you know he personally marked this species.
Come on, Levi. You are not even landing. And you're just standing there. Please come and help out.
I do not see anything else I can do right now.
Okay. But let us keep trying. And as for Father, he should stop this marking of sheep and for once allow us to make gains for ourselves. Well, I am thinking of a strategy to break out of this family business. Yeah, anyway, time will tell.
Judah, I must say, be careful.
But look, don't expect me to wait for Ruben before I launch out into my personal business. Ruben is interested in women, and I don't think he's stable right now to even think of a business.
Leah and Dinah have prepared a delicious meal for the sons of Jacob. After the meal, Jacob led his family in an evening devotion and thanksgiving to Jehovah for saving them from the evil of the day.
We give thanks to Jehovah for his faithfulness.
We thank Jehovah.
Is anyone troubled and requires that we pray to Jehovah for them?
Everyone indicated that they had no further request to make to Jehovah. But Joseph stood up and indicated that he had something to say.
Yes, Father, I have something to say.
Judah gives him a mean look. Then he whispers to the others.
Now we are going to waste more time because of him.
Let us hear your prayer requests, Joseph.
Thank you, Father. It is a dream and not a prayer, Father.
Young man, I asked for prayer requests. But go on. Tell us about this dream.
Are we going to sit here and let him waste our time again?
Brother Simeon, I don't think any of you have actually heard the numerous dreams and fantasies that Brother Joseph had filled my ears with.
Dina, will you let him speak?
This is what happened in my dream. The sun, moon, and 11 stars all bowed down to me. It was such a spectacle to behold.
What?
This boy, Joseph's brothers, murmured amongst themselves, and their hatred for him grew stronger. Jacob stared at Joseph in shock.
What kind of dream is this? Are you trying to tell me that I, your mother, and your brothers will come to you and bow to the ground in front of you? What nonsense!
In anger, Jacob stood up and left the table into his chambers. Here went after him.
My lord!
This turned out better than expected. Father is angry at his favorite son.
Judah and the brothers made mockery of Joseph and they began to leave the room.
Oh, if I thought this day would come, Father is angry with Joseph. He should experience the pain we have been having because of this boy.
Stop it, brothers. Naphtali, did you hear yourself? Father should feel the pains.
It's going to be fine, Brother Joseph. They are not used to these fantasies and tales. All will be fine.
Go and cry, boy. No mother is here to hold you. Father is angry at you. Cry to your dreams, boy.
And why is
they all mocked and laughed intensely as they retired to their tents. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Joseph and His Brothers. Watch out for the next episode. On this episode, John Umogbai as Jacob, Ezine Chijoke as Leah, Chak Chidebere as Reuben, Onome Ashaka as Judah, Banji Afolabi as Simeon, Ikena Ajoku as Levi, Chima Austin as Asha, Victor Don Pedro as God, Thompson Chijoke as Joseph, Etienne Thompson as Dina, Uche Oji as Naphtali, David Godswill as Dan. This episode was written by Success Thompson and Otta Umar Ben. Directed and edited by Otta Umar Ben. Courtesy of the Royal Theatre. I am your storyteller, Success Thompson. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel, Royal Theatre. If you like this episode, give us a thumbs up and click on the notification bell so you can be notified when the next episode is released. Kindly drop your comments below on the comment box. We would love to hear from you. Tell us your favorite lines on this episode and why. Let's get talking.